Today we are continuing the preaching series we began last Sunday entitled Questions from Young Disciples. These are questions our Little Roots kids asked back in the fall of the year. And today their question is, why are there so many mysteries in the Bible? Why are there so many mysteries in the Bible? People love to solve mysteries, you know. That's whether it's figuring out a John Grisham novel or solving a complicated riddle. People love to try and figure out mysteries. I remember growing up, there was a show that was called Unsolved Mysteries. Robert Stack was the host. Some of you may remember that back in the 80s, and I remember watching that faithfully year after year. And the goal was to tell the story of some unsolved mystery and then have people call in with information to hopefully solve the mystery. Well, the TV show's website boasts that over 270 cases have been solved from unsolved mysteries. Today, shows like NCIS and Watson and Matlock are popular because we love a good mystery. People love to look for mysteries in every area of life, and that includes our spiritual life as well. Yes, even in our spiritual lives, we like to look for mysteries. Back in the second century, there was a spinoff of Christianity called Gnosticism. It became obsessed with solving mysteries. The Gnostics claimed that there were secret truths that Jesus revealed to just an elite few. And if you were initiated into the elite, well, you too could gain access to these mysteries that the rest of the church was ignorant of. Fortunately, Gnosticism died out in the late second century, and the Christian faith prevailed. However, there are still many, far too many, who are trying to find secret codes to solve some of the mysteries that we find in Scripture. So our question from our young disciples is a tough one. Why are there so many mysteries in the Bible? And there are a number of answers to this question, and we're going to try and unpack a few of them this morning. But let's begin with two foundational passages of Scripture. The first from Luke chapter 8, verse 10, and then Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, that will sort of be the foundational text for answering this question of why are there so many mysteries in the Bible. From Luke chapter 8, verse 10, the words of Jesus, he said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God had been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." And then from Paul in Colossians chapter 2, "My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. I believe the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 8, verse 10, as well as Paul from Colossians 2, give us our first key point today. And that is, our God is a God of mystery. Our God is a God of mystery. And Jesus, to a degree, loved that mystery because he loved to teach in parables. In fact, in Luke chapter 8, 10, he acknowledges that there are secrets or mysteries to the kingdom of God. Paul talks about the mystery of God in Colossians chapter 2. Our God is a God of mystery, and his word is full of mysteries. We can agree that the Bible has many mysteries. From Genesis to Revelation, there are countless mysteries. Some of them are explained, but many are not. In fact, in Luke chapter 8, Jesus makes a statement about the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God right after he told the parable of the sower, and right before he explains to the disciples exactly what the parable means. Our young disciples are wanting to know, why are there so many mysteries in the Bible? Well, first, we can honestly say that our God is a God of mystery, and so is his word. So is his word. The Old Testament's full of mystery. From the creation story, how people were living to over 900 years of age. It's a mystery. The story of Jonah and the whale and how that all happened. The book of Ecclesiastes is a journal written by Solomon looking back over his life, asking questions as he ponders the mysteries of life. What is the meaning of life? What is our real purpose? mysteries regarding the flood and how Noah and his family survived and then were able to repopulate the earth. There are so many mysteries in the Old Testament that are revealed, and then some of them are solved in the New Testament as well. Consider Isaiah chapter 53, the passage about the suffering servant. We read that from Isaiah, and then we know that that is looking forward to, of course, Jesus in the New Testament. The New Testament, though, adds to our collection of mysteries. How can a virgin give birth to a child? How can Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be one God? Mysteries about the kingdom of God from Jesus' own lips. And even Jesus' teaching in parables doesn't explain all the mysteries of the Bible. Paul, in fact, used the word mystery or something similar to it 21 times in his writing. We are troubled by unsolved mysteries. But you know what? God in his word doesn't seem to be troubled by that. God seems to be all right that there are some mysteries that we don't have knowledge of. I think God wants us to live with the tension that while we know much, we don't know it all. What we do know enables us to live with a confident faith, even amidst the mysteries of the Bible. So the first point to help answer our question of why are there so many mysteries in the Bible is that our God is a God of mystery, and we're never going to fully understand all those mysteries of the faith this side of heaven. Do you know that at birth, the human brain weighs an average 14 ounces, and it usually reaches its maximum size at the age of 15, weighing an average of 46 ounces, which is slightly less than 3 pounds. In liquid measurement, that's about the size of a Big Gulp from the convenience store, your local convenience store. There's no way medical professionals can prove this, but the theory is that we only use about 10% of our brain's capacity. If that is true, then we have a Big Gulp brain at age 15. We are down to a quarter pounder with cheese brain by the time we are done, okay? And do you think with a quarter pounder with cheese brain, we're going to be able to comprehend the mysteries of God over the centuries? Can we even ask the right questions? Our God is a God of mystery, and our limited mind, our quarter pounder with cheese mind, is not going to be able to understand all those mysteries. There's a second point we need to make as well. And that is the mysteries of the Bible, they keep us dependent on God. The mysteries of the Bible keep us dependent on God. They keep us longing for more of God and dependent on Him. It is God that gives us understanding of some of the mysteries of the Bible, but certainly not all. And if God revealed everything, if He solved all the mysteries of the Bible for us, if it were possible, we would basically be God. We would have all knowledge. We would have little reason to trust God. But the mysteries enable us to keep longing for God and keep wanting to trust Him. For example, when God told Abraham that he would have an heir from his own body and that he would have descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, God was telling Abraham his future. But rather than trust God, what did Abraham do? Abraham and Sarah took matters into their own hands with unfavorable consequences. Ishmael, the child of Abraham and Hagar, was not the child of promise. When we acknowledge the mystery, we recognize our own humanness and our need to trust God in the face of what is unknown. J.J. Abrams is offered about the nature and importance of mystery in a 2007 TED Talk. He says, "There are times when mystery is more important than knowledge." How true that is. When we acknowledge mystery, we bow before God's transcendence and sovereignty and say, we don't understand it, but we trust the one who does. We recognize that He is Lord and we are but His servants. Abrams observes, withholding information is much more engaging. And he makes this observation about mystery in the movies. Back in the mid-70s, there was a very popular movie that was in the theaters that some of you may have gone to see. It was entitled Jaws. Anybody remember the movie Jaws? That movie was based on mystery because you didn't see the shark in that movie till the very end of the movie. Before that, it was all about the music. It was all about some of the scenes and so forth. But you didn't get to see the shark till the end of the movie. Why? Because the director was trying to keep that tension of the mystery. What's going on here? And that's what happened in the Bible as well. That tension keeps us engaged. It keeps us looking for more and longing for more. And that's exactly what happens in Scripture as well. Abraham thought he was getting one thing, and it turned out he got something else. He received a miracle, the birth of his own son, Isaac. A biological impossibility, but a reality through the unfolding mystery of God's redemptive plan. There is a third reason that the Bible has so many mysteries. And that is, mystery in the Bible sparks our imagination and grows our faith. It sparks our imagination and grows our faith. Abrams, in his TED Talk, offers another reflection on mystery. He said, it represents infinite possibility. It represents hope. It represents potential. When we look at the mysteries of God and His Word, God leaves space open for Him to act. And rather than being crowded out by limited ideas, mystery ensures that God is free to act according to the greatness of His majesty and power. Abrams explains, mystery is the catalyst. Is the catalyst for imagination. Mystery sparks our imagination. It is the catalyst for our faith as well. Only when we don't know do we reach out in faith to the one who does. God has revealed much in His Word. He has chiefly revealed Himself in the unfolding mystery of the gospel of Christ. But at the same time, we don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. And that's okay. We don't have to have all the answers. The occasion for faith and ultimate worship. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgment and how unscrutable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord or who has been His counselor? Three reasons why there are so many mysteries in the Bible. First, God is a God of mystery. He reveals knowledge, but not all or complete knowledge. Second, the mysteries of the Bible keep us dependent on God. They tend to draw us ever closer to God, seeking God and wanting to know more. And third, the mysteries of the Bible spark our imagination and grow our faith. But there's one more point we need to make. And while the Bible has many mysteries, what we do know is enough for salvation. We can all agree with this question from the young disciples. The Bible does have many mysteries, but what we do know is enough for salvation. The word mystery means a hidden truth with a revealed face. Salvation is truly the great mystery of life. How do we, as sinful beings, created in the image of God, but fallen and flawed and sinful, how do we get to dwell with a holy and perfect God? You want to talk about a mystery? That's the mystery. That's the great mystery. And the answer to that mystery, of course, is Christ Himself. In His death and resurrection, He has made a path for all of us to salvation. This is important for us to understand, that our salvation is not some extrinsic reward, a ticket to heaven that somehow we are given. It is because of what Christ has done for us and that we receive through faith and trust in Him. The Bible tells us that the mystery of God is Jesus Christ. That's what Paul said in Colossians chapter 2. I want to read those words again from Colossians 2, 2 and 3. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and mind and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The Bible may have many mysteries, but when it comes to salvation, it is crystal clear. And it is crystal clear to the point that any of us can understand. It's only through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Stephen Charleston is an ordained Christian minister and a citizen of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. And he provides a great example of how God and the spiritual world have been considered a mystery through the ages by calling upon an important parallel from his Native American heritage. Charleston writes in his book, The Four Vision Quests of Jesus, he says, one of the most common names for God among the traditional Native American societies is the Great Mystery. He goes on to describe how Native Americans traditionally engage in vision quests or spiritual journeys to more fully embrace the spiritual world and for those that are Christians to draw closer to God. The vision quests are often frightening and dangerous. There are many unknowns and uncertainties. Similarly, the questions we ask of ourselves and of God can make us feel afraid and anxious. However, those who undertake these vision quests do not do so to gain insight into the great mystery, but rather to further embrace God as unknowable, indescribable, and divine. By bringing Christian application to his Native American background, Charleston explains that the great mystery can actually begin to be accurately understood only through the person of Jesus. You know, friends, I've been a follower of Jesus Christ for 50 years now. And I've pastored for 28 years. I've graduated from two seminaries, served five different churches as a pastor. I've read through the Bible countless times. I've taught numerous Bible studies, preached a number of sermons over the years. But all that training and all that experience hasn't helped me to understand the mysteries any better in any great way. But what I have learned to love is that the mystery of God is revealed in Jesus Christ and his plan of salvation. And that's enough for me. That's enough for me. I can live with the tension of not having all the answers because I believe in the one who does. There are many mysteries in the Bible, but Jesus has revealed to us the knowledge of salvation. And what God has revealed is enough. And so I can live with that tension day after day. That every mystery in the Bible is not going to be solved this side of heaven. That I'm never going to have full understanding. And I'm okay with it. I can live each day with that tension as I live in confidence in following Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Let me close with this true story. This true story is about kind of the mysteries in our lives. Abraham Lincoln was president during the Civil War, and he was a godly man of high moral character who wanted the best for America. And yet his life was filled with immense personal tragedy. When Lincoln was 3 years old, his infant brother Thomas died. At the age of nine, his mother died. At the age of nine, his mother died at the age of 35. And when Abe was 18, his older sister Sarah died in childbirth in 1828. 1842, Lincoln married Mary Todd, and the couple had four sons, but they longed for a daughter. Robert was born in 1843, Edward in 1846, William in 1850, and Thomas in 1853. Unfortunately, Edward died in 1850, a month before his fourth birthday. And William died at age 11 in 1862 during the Civil War while Lincoln was president. Just after the war, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated on April 15, 1865, at the age of 56. Had he survived, he would have experienced further heartbreak just 6 years later in 1871, when his youngest son, Thomas, died at the age of 18. Thankfully, Robert Todd Lincoln, the remaining son, lived to the age of 82. Of the couple's four sons, Robert was the only Lincoln to reach adulthood and have children. Strangely enough, Robert Todd Lincoln was almost killed in a freak accident when he was a boy. Sometime around 1854, while waiting to board a train in Jersey City, the crowd surged forward and young Robert fell off the edge of the platform and into the path of an approaching train. A stranger turned just in time to see young Lincoln fall and quickly rescued him. What a miracle it was. The stranger never recognized the youth, but young Lincoln recognized his rescuer. The man who saved his life was none other than Edwin Thomas Booth, the famous young Shakespearean actor. Skeptics would call it fate or coincidence, but Abraham Lincoln's bloodline was kept alive by the brother of John Wilkes Booth. the man who would assassinate Lincoln 12 years later. Truly, God works in mysterious ways. He's the God of mystery in the Bible, and yes, the Bible is full of mystery, but what is most important is the mystery of God's salvation has been revealed to us in Jesus Christ. And with that comes the joy of abundant life in this world and the promise of life everlasting. Next week, we're going to tackle another question, a very tough question from our young disciples. Another mystery of the Bible that looks at the first family and asks questions like, who were the first family? Abraham or Adam and Eve? And who was the wife to the surviving son? Who was the surviving son? Cain or Abel? Cain, yeah. Who was Cain's wife? And then a very important question they asked, next week we're going to get to the answer of, is, did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? These are questions your youngest disciples are asking. And I'm going to try and answer that question next week as we talk about the first family. And it's also Mother's Day next week. And we're going to look a little bit at Eve, who was the first mother to have her heart broken, if you think about it, with what happened with her sons. So next week, we're going to wrestle with questions about the first family and continue this great series. But I hope today you have a little different perspective of these mysteries of the Bible and the fact that we don't have to have all the answers. We can trust the one who does. And the most important answer we've been given is, of course, salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what Paul said in Colossians 2. The mystery that we're all wondering about, eternal life, has been revealed. It is through faith in Jesus our Lord. So let's live with that tension that we know enough and that we will never know all as we continue to live for Jesus, our resurrected Savior and Lord. To the praise of His glory, amen, so be it, amen. Father, we thank You for Your word to us today that there are indeed many mysteries in the Bible. There are things that our human mind can't fully understand. And that we don't have to have all the answers. We simply need to trust the one who does. And so we thank You, Father, that You have revealed to us enough to know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way that we can be saved, redeemed from our sin. The only way for this imperfect, sin-filled person to be able to dwell with a holy, perfect God. It's through faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. That mystery has been revealed, wonderfully revealed. And our desire, Lord, is to live each day in that truth of that revelation as Your people, following closely after You, not needing to know all the mysteries, but needing to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. We pray Your blessing upon us today, upon Your word that has been shared. Impress it upon our hearts as we live for You. In Jesus' name. Amen.